The state of California has secured long-term energy contracts with electricity suppliers to provide power to as many as 7 million homes. Even with the contracts in place, experts say California still falls far short of the megawatts it will need this summer when power usage peaks. Governor Gray Davis is counting on consumers and businesses to close the sizable gap through stepped-up conservation efforts. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Governor Davis says tough negotiations have nailed down about two-thirds of California's electricity supply at prices far lower than what the state has been paying on the spot market since January. The contracts form the bedrock of the governor's long-term energy policy. But at a recent news conference, even he conceded blackouts are looming this summer without a concerted effort to reduce demand.
Am I saying that we have no challenges this summer? No, I'm not. You can't make up for 12 years of inaction by securing long-term contracts. Every Californian must still conserve at least 10% of the power that they consumed last year.
Conservation measures have already begun to pay off in California. Energy use declined in February, anywhere from 2 to 8%, depending on different reports. Consumers say they've been turning off appliances and piling on sweaters. Many supermarkets, stores, and factories have dimmed their lights or switched to energy-efficient light bulbs. But Severin Borenstein, director of the University of California's Energy Institute, says everyone could be conserving a lot more.
All you have to do is look at the San Francisco skyline at night right now to see that that's the case. Or this summer, you'll still walk into movie theaters and other office buildings and so forth that will be over air conditioned and you'll need a sweater.
It's true many office high-rises are ablaze at night, and shopping centers and auto malls are well-lit long after they've closed. At this Ford Subaru car dealership in Albany, east of San Francisco, owner John Nakamura says he's doing his part to conserve.
We've turned down our thermostats. In fact, we turn them off at night. They're on automatic pilot on that. Everybody's reduced usage, meaning that we really dim the lights. We replaced our light bulbs to lower energy light bulbs. And at night, we have less lights on our lots than we used to. And we've turned our signs off, too, at night. We used to take a lot of energy. Our big billboard signs, we've turned them off at night.
Yet Nakamura still has three huge spotlights shining down on about $1 million worth of cars and trucks parked in his lot. He's not pleased about a new ordinance that kicks in next week requiring businesses to shut off all unnecessary outside lights. Nakamura says he's going to stand his ground.
We're keeping our outside lights minimal, but we have to have them on. There's a tremendous theft problem if we don't. And I don't think we're going to be able to call the state and say, hey, I just got two stolen last night. Can you help me?
Local police will enforce the new rule, which carries fines of up to $1,000 per day for companies that don't comply. The Energy Institute's Severin Borenstein wants to see more financial incentives to reduce power consumption. He says consumers should pay higher rates if they use more energy than they usually do. He favors a program called air conditioner cycling, in which utilities control homeowners' air conditioners remotely, turning them down when the power grid is close to collapsing. Finally, Borenstein wants businesses to pay the real-time costs of their energy use.
We could allow the prices to vary throughout the day so that maybe they are very high for a few hours in the afternoon on a hot summer afternoon when we're short, but there would also be periods where they were much, much lower. And so it would also encourage firms to shift usage away from the super peaks.
According to Borenstein, drastic conservation measures are called for even if California can squeak by without blackouts this summer. That's because the tighter the power supply, says Borenstein, the more suppliers can drive up prices for the large block of energy the state will still have to buy on the costly spot market. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.